FNB has released its property broker survey for the second quarter relating to the market strength of the rental commercial property space. As we've heard on this platform over the last few months, the property sector right across the board has experienced value decline on account of subdued economic activity as well as the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. But to give us a snippet of what their survey has found, I'm joined on the line by John Luce. He's a property strategist at FNB Commercial Property Finance. Thanks very much, John, for joining us. So what indicators do you probe in your survey to get a sense of the commercial property sector's market strength?
Well, the survey of the property brokers is very similar to our residential estate agent survey. And the first question we start with right up front is, well, we do it for the rental market and for the buying-selling market. In this rental market survey that we've done here, we asked them, firstly, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you perceive activity, market activity levels? And that has been broadly declining since we started the survey early last year, but declined a little bit more sharply in the second quarter survey. That was the lockdown quarter, so you'd expect that. And retail coming out the weakest, 3.62 on a scale of 1 to 10. Office only slightly less bad, 3.7. Industrial, the best of the bad bunch, 4.5, but all three significantly down. And generally, these activity levels, although they relate to buyer and seller activity in the markets, as brokers experience it, they tend to decline in times of weakening demand.
Yeah. You do indicate that of all the three areas that you look at, industrials didn't go down as much. What makes the industrial sector slightly more resilient?
Well, I think the tenant strength. Now, look, industrial got locked down similar to retail in April and May. A lot of manufacturing and other industries related to industrial property got locked down. So they had that problem as well with retail, but there seems to be a stronger type of tenant in the industrial property sector. The tenant arrears on rentals declined significantly, but much less so than retail, according to TPN's latest data by sector. So it seems to be a stronger type of tenant, and I suspect that might have to do with, you know, if you go into manufacturing, I think you've got to be pretty strong because there's quite a lot of capital expenditure and outlays involved just to be there.
Yes.
So I suspect it might on – that's my suspicion, is that on average it's a stronger type of tenant. So a little bit better, but yeah, it's also gone in the same direction.
Yeah. So with vacancy rates looking set to stay quite high for some time, especially in the office and the retail area, presumably property owners and or landlords are going to have to accept lower rentals going forward.
I think so. I mean, if you look at, there's a strong bias in favour of, amongst the brokers, and all their perception is that the overwhelming majority are saying vacancy rates have risen over the past 6 months, and I think that's reasonable to, it's what we would have expected. There's significant financial pressure, one thing I didn't mention, why retail might have been hit harder, retail tenants harder too, is that retail is the least affordable in terms of rental per square meter, operating cost per square meter too. Mm. So I think, but even over the industrial and office space, over the years, there's been quite a lot of real inflation in the cost of rentals. So now you've got an economy which is, in the biggest recession since possibly the Great Depression. Well, that's tough. That's tough for the tenant population. So I think there has to be some accommodation of that. And, it's going to mean declining rentals.
Yeah. There's often a conversation about economies bouncing back. Is it going to be a V-shaped type of experience or U-shaped and so on and so forth? When it comes to the property sector post-COVID, whenever that's going to be, what sort of growth, if any, do you think we're going to see in the commercial property sector?
Yeah, my thinking tends towards W-shaped or maybe a VL or something like that. I'm not all these folks that American economists talk about are quite entertaining, but I think what's possibly going to happen, unfortunately, for a portion of the tenant population that supports the property market, is, look, there was a portion which I think didn't come back from lockdown. We've seen the vacancies in some of the malls are already visible. So that was, those marginal tenants already went into financial stress just with a month or two's lockdown. There's another group who have kept head above water, made it through, and probably bargaining on a relatively quick return to normal sales level, the full sales levels. Let's say that would be 2019 sort of levels of business activity for them. And I think that many might be disappointed. The economy can't recover that quickly to full outputs if you take 2019 as being full, I don't think, because just the shutdowns alone to date mean that a significant amount of the economy-wide production capacity has been eliminated. It's not coming back. So we, for the time being, we're going to be operating at a lower GDP level. And that's going to, so many, many businesses might find themselves 70% of their pre-COVID volumes, 50%, whatever it might be. And for a certain amount, that might not be enough to survive, and then more shutdown. So, typically there's quite a long lag after an economic shock. If you take the 2009 financial crisis, the national all property vacancy rate bottomed out in about 2007. As the economy slowed into the crisis, it started rising in 2008, 2009. By the second half of 2009, the recession was over and we were on the recovery path, but vacancies rose until 2011, only going down in 2012. So that was a two-year lag on the recession. So, I think one has to be realistic. It's a long way out of here.
Yes.
And, it gets weaker probably for the property market before it gets stronger.
Yeah. Economy is one thing. Shift in attitude and culture is another. So we are beginning to hear about some CEOs saying that they'd be quite happy for their staff to work from home on a permanent basis. Do you see things shifting quite substantially in the office space, or it's still too early to say?
Yeah, there's two sectors where things could shift, could be two trends that could be sped up by this COVID crisis. Online retail, perhaps increasing in popularity as a result of the risk of contracting COVID-19 that some people perceive in shopping malls or public spaces. And then to come to office space, I think that, yes, this was a trend that was a long time coming.
Yes.
Many of us have gradually been working increasing amounts of time from home, some people permanently from home, but we hadn't embraced the technology fully that was already there. This just really gave us a kick, and we all got forced to embrace it, and suddenly a lot of people who'd ignored all this Zoom technology suddenly figured out that this is absolutely fantastic, and I don't have to drive around this congested city all day to meetings. So, we're not easily going to go back entirely to our old way of operating, and now that CEOs and CFOs have seen that technology can work, remote working can work to a significant degree, not entirely but significantly, and of course corporates are going to be under significant financial pressure from this recession, so it is attractive to cut. You'll cut down on your office requirements because it is costly.
Yeah.
But I don't think it all happens immediately. I think let's get real about the time. A lot of corporates have office space. They have leases in place or they own the buildings. For the time being, that space is there and it will be used. But as leases come up for renewal over the years and so on, I think then there might be significant reductions.
Mm. Lastly, of course, you're not a market or a stock analyst, you're an economist, but presumably this is not good news for the listed property counters.
No, I mean, I think a lot of the news for the listed property sector has recently been priced in, with a big drop in price in that index, that listed sector index. And now it's a sort of, now the physical property is starting to catch up. The market's dropped in, I think began to expect that, a significant property correction has to happen.
Yes.
I think that's realistic. I think when we were already, property was already starting to correct in recent years. We were having real value declines and, the capital growth of MSCI on all property, all commercial property was minus 0.3% in 2019, and total returns were declining. So there was already correction gradually taking place as the economy stagnated. And again, so this just speeds up. I mean, realistically, you know, if we are going to have a recession as deep as what the general forecasts are, you know, 6%, 8% GDP contraction, that type of magnitude, it's very difficult to see that you won't get away with some noticeable property correction.
That was John Luce. He's a property strategist at F&B Commercial Property Finance.